No, because he said everything was being financed by Leopold the First. And,
on behalf of me. On behalf of me. Did you hear that was all about me?
Yeah. Was
that, was tight,
diamonds, or was that things being brought from other worlds, capital or money or whatever they were using to finance this, all these wars and castles?
Too vague, too vague.
Ignatius Joseph Balthazar.
And is that known by the churches?
They caused it. They're financing it. They're trying to win from it. They're trying to get over it. They're trying to make it be the B, the B, the B, the B. That's why they're trying to make it, because they knew you're going back to God, so they're trying to make a God for you to come back to. So Bob will give them some money checks if he wants to, but Bob probably won't, so they're screwed. So now they're letting gays and everything else lay together, and they're blessing. Now there's no sin, and now they're forgiving sin, and now there is no sin, and now heaven's just a sin away, and you don't even have to confess no more, and you did confess, and if you did confess, they put you in jail, and they let you out, and then you're like Paul. Then you get all the way through the upper room and all the commandments and the apostles, become an apostle, and then you come back through, and you get all the way through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and get right into G.E. Philco, and next thing you know, the Acts of the Apostles come around and run what Romans tried to tell you what the law was, and then you find out that there's a revelation that's going to bring you back to where you got to go. Where you got to go is coming back to God, and everything else is pointing you into that. So anything that they put on the church, on the roadside ditch that gets you on the dashboard of your car, that I don't care if it rains or freezes, as long as you got your plastic Jesus sitting on the dashboard of the car, it's all you need to know.